All right, welcome back to Little Falls Community High School as our second duel begins here between the Lightning of Annandale Maple Lake and the Pioneers of Piers. Brandon Funk against Zach Schmidt of the Lightning. Funk facing his second consecutive Schmidt. Beat Dustin Schmidt of Albany. He gets Zach Schmidt of Annandale Maple Lake. Just underway here. Annandale Maple Lake defeated Little Falls 37-36 on a heavyweight fall to win by one over the Flyers. Flyers and Albany are not wrestling. They just wrestled each other before Christmas. They are in the same section. They are in the same conference. The Granite Ridge is Funk with back points here. And Funk got a two out of that. Funk wins a scramble and scores to make it 2-0. He obviously had gotten the takedown, so it's 4-0 for Funk. Just underway, the Lightning of Annandale Maple Lake, coached by Ben Youngs, assisted by Steve Koslowski, Jesse Punkachar, and Joey Mosley. Annandale Maple Lake will come to Piers on February the 2nd, part of a quad with Atwater, Cosmos, Grove City, and Holdingford. Funk down at 106. Tries to cheap tilt Zach Schmidt. Schmidt scrambling. Don't pin yourself there. Defensive pin almost there by Funk. Gets back across the back of Zach Schmidt. He's an eighth grader. Lightning in all gray. Almost a concrete gray color for the Lightning. Young leg, I should say Funk controlling the leg. And the period ends. 4-0 lead. Good start. Brandon Funk. A co-op between Annandale Maple Lake. They've been to the state tournament in Double A. It was a couple years ago, I think. Maybe three. Of course, you think of the Maple Lake and the name Worm is first and foremost in most minds there. Funk in the starting down position rolls to his left hip side. We are just underway here in this opening match of the duel between Piers and Annandale Maple Lake. There's a varsity mat open. The JV match is busy over on the far side of the gym here at Little Falls Community High. Cradle here coming for Schmidt if he can turn it and crank him over. Far side cradle try coming for Schmidt. Funk trying to defend. Minute 25 to go. And Brandon able to free those arms and elude that hold by Schmidt. Brandon Funk, ninth grader. Now in on the deep waist, leg in for Schmidt. Funk up 4-0. We've got a minute 5 to go in period number 2. Here's Funk sitting up and almost reaching back for the head. Funk. Broken back down. Pioneer boys are in action down in Maple Lake tonight. Schmidt trying to bump him forward here. Brandon pulls that right arm up in front of him. Now stretches to the left arm. Both arms extended. Pulls him back in underneath. 37 seconds left. Brandon to his knees. Bump forward again by Zach Schmidt. Pretty well put together eighth grader there at 106 pounds for Annandale Maple Lake. Listed in the lean and mean in Class AA. In wrestling, you rank the top 12 teams in a class, and then basically lean and mean is the same as honorable mention. And we get a stall on the Lightning's Schmidt. They do have several ranked wrestlers. The first one we will see will be Quinn Youngs at 126. Nate Carlson is ranked 10th. There's an escape for Funk. 5-0. Shot in by Schmidt on a single. Trying to defend is Young as the period ends. Funk able to fight off that attack. And he'll take a 5-0 lead. And Schmidt wants to go on his feet. Quinn Youngs is ranked third at 126 in AA. Nate Carlson, 10th at 170. Trey Bedford, 4th at 182. Three ranked wrestlers for Annandale Maple Lake, but that doesn't mean they don't have got quality guys at other spots. Both men on their feet. 5-0 lead for Brandon Funk. Trip try by Brandon. He tried unsuccessfully to do that a couple of times in his first match of the night against Albany's Dustin Schmidt. Now facing Zach Schmidt. Different spelling. Schmidt from Albany was S-C-H-M-I-T-T. And Annandale Maple Lake Schmidt is S-C-H-M-I-D-T. I know those of you keep very close track of that at home. Want to make sure all your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted. Out of bounds, 5-0. Brandon Funk trying to improve to 2-0. Both men on their feet. Cradle thrown in by Brandon from a standing position. Couldn't quite roll him over. He does have the half in. As now Zach Schmidt underneath. Funk controls. He's got the right leg hooked up. 47 seconds left. It's a 7-0 lead. Funk cranking him over. He's getting back points now. He got a 1. I don't think he got 2. Brandon with a headlock on. And they're scrambling towards the edge. Brandon almost turned him there towards the edge, and they go out of bounds. So Brandon with a 7-0 lead now. Piers a winner, 57-12 over Albany. Annandale Maple Lake edged Little Falls, 37-36. We'll try and get you updates. The Pioneer boys basketball team should be about a half an hour from getting started down in Maple Lake tonight. Underway, Funk bumping him forward here. Wide base underneath for Zach Schmidt of Annandale Maple Lake. Piers will wrestle Little Falls in the finale tonight. 8 seconds, short time left. Schmidt standing, Funk 3 seconds, 2 seconds, breaks him back down and will secure the 7-0 win for Funk. Funk wins 7-0 to open the match.
The 5th annual Freedom Fest in Piers is quickly approaching. The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Genola Ballfield, and the musical lineup has been announced. This year's attractions are the best ever. Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos all performing. VIP tickets are going fast. Contact Hartman's or Smoothie Oil in Piers to get yours before they're gone. General admission tickets also available. Those can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com/buy-tickets. Businesses, contact Lloyd Bader at Hartman's to see how you can become a Piers Freedom Fest sponsor. See Piers Freedom Fest on Facebook to find out all the information you need to know about the best fest yet. Piers Freedom Fest 2017, Saturday, July 15th.
Sebastian Warzeka facing Trevor Wilson of Annandale Maple Lake on a quick takedown there for Sebastian. And he picked up near fall as well. 4-0, just 20 seconds in for Warzeka, who got pinned in his match. He's got a cradle hitter for Warzeka. A cradle here for Sebastian Warzeka. The referee down and counting. Stacking him up is Sebastian. The look by the ref. And the fall for Warzeka with 44 seconds gone by.
For the Pioneers, Sebastian Warzeka.
A first period fall for Sebastian Warzeka has made it 9-0 after two matches.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
We've got Jake Andres for Pierce, Jack Klug for Annandale, and a quick attack, takedown, step through Turk series for Andres, and he's up 2-0, 20 seconds in. Pierce 9, Annandale Maple Lake 0. And now Andres slips off the Turk, and Klug able to maneuver and escape. Two near fall makes it 4-0. It should now be 4-1. They'll likely give an escape here. There it is, the escape awarded to Klug. So Andres ranked 9th at Class A for the Pioneers. Has a 4-1 lead early. On their feet. And a shot in by Klug. He's in deep. Jake defending. Over the back of Klug. Klug still hugging on to the left leg of Andres. Under a minute left. Jake reaching in. Now standing. Jake will get to his feet. Now he becomes the aggressor. He drops down, shoots in on a single, trying to lock this up. Now it's Klug over the back of Andres. Kind of switched roles there. Now it's Andres in on a leg. 30 seconds left. Klug couldn't do anything with his shot. Can Jake finish his? Driving into the hips, pop that head out as Klug reaching around the waist of Andres. Stalemate position here, but Andres, now he frees that head and gets two. Andres gets the takedown there, able to pop that head out, and he's got a 6-1 lead with 7 seconds left in the opening period. And that's the way the period ends. 6-1 lead for Jake Andres of the Pioneers. A 7-0 win for Brandon Funk. A first period fall with a cradle by Sebastian Warzeka. Andres will be down to begin the second period. Klug instructed to get on, and we're underway in period two. Flyers had a sizable lead over Annandale Maple Lake through the early middle weights, and the strength of the Lightning showed up later as they rallied to beat the Flyers 37-36 with a fall at heavyweight. Pioneers facing Annandale Maple Lake here. Now it's Klug with Andres working a possible Gramby here. Jake's got the leg to his knees, now throws his leg inside of Klug. Jake's got a Klug pulls that arm free. Here comes the Gramby from Andres. It's almost there. He's almost got the Gramby. Just roll over a little bit more. He doesn't quite have the arm secured enough, but Jake now switches. He's going to pop his head out with 55, and he's going to get the reverse. There's the leg thrown in and the reversal for Andres. He was going for a Gramby. He ended up getting a reversal anyway, just a different way of getting there. 8-1 now for Jake. 42 seconds left in the second period. Needs another point to move this into a bonus category. He looked like a cradle try on the near side coming for Andres. An attempt anyway. He's got the head reaching for the leg, driving forward. His head buried into the right rib cage of Annandale Maple Lake's Jack Klug. It's a warm evening here on a cold night outside. A lot of people in the gym here tonight. 10 seconds. It doesn't look like Jake's going to be able to score late here in this period. And we'll go to a third. And there's the horn. 8-1, Andres in front of Jack Klug through 4 minutes. I think Klug is a Maple Lake part of the Annandale Maple Lake cooperative. I know Amber Klug was a good basketball player for the Irish girls. If that's a relation, as this is Jack Klug riding Jake, trying to switch into Klug. He reaches back. He's got the leg. Right arm securing the right leg of Klug. Now he reaches back for the left leg behind the thigh. And he tilted into a Granby. There's the reversal on the Granby. He was looking for that last period, and he got it this period. And it's a 10-1 lead with back points coming up as well. It's going to be 13-1. Now reach up for the head, Jake. You got a lot of time to work this. 1:22 to go. It's a multi-part maneuver. You get the leg, then you get the arm, then you get the Granby, then you go for the head, you turn it into a headlock, and it eventually turns into a fall if everything falls into place. And right now, Jake is up on his side reaching for that head. 1 minute to go. The near fall haven't been awarded yet. The referee still with the three fingers down on the mat, but they're in the bank. 52 seconds as Jake leaning back on his opponent, Jack Klug of Annandale Maple Lake. Now he switches a little bit more to a headlock. Jake is going to tighten this up with 40 seconds. He elevates the head and then reaches for the leg. He's going to get leverage here. Now Jake stacking him up, and there's the fall. Once he got that leg up in the air, that was all for Jack Klug, and it comes in the third period with 33 seconds left. And the Pioneers, with back-to-back falls from Warzeka and Andries, have expanded their lead to 15-0.
Tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Austin Redun's out there for the Pioneers. Quinn Young's for the Lightning. Austin received a forfeit against Albany, so this is his first match of the night. And Quinn Young's in on a quick takedown. This is going to be a chore for Austin tonight. Young's ranked third in the state in AA at 126. And he crawls up the back now, secures the right wrist of Austin Redun's. 32 seconds gone by. 2-0 lead for Young's of Annandale Maple Lake. He's tightening this up. He's got Austin tilted and back points coming. This is going to be Young's stepping across, and he is going to have close to a fall here. With over a minute left, Austin in some trouble here. And third-ranked Quinn Youngs leveraging down on Austin. 52 seconds left. Austin still getting a little bit more to his left side. Three near fall go up. 5-0 now. Still tightening that up. Switches to the headlock now. Young's pressing down. Redun's scrambling. Throws his legs across. Young's. And Redun switches. Redun's able to roll through and reverse. So it's 5-2. Good job by Austin. First of all, to avoid getting stuck there by Young's, and then to roll through into a reversal. And it keeps him in the match through the first period. 5-2. Good job, Austin Redun's, over against third-ranked Quinn Young's. Young's defers choice to Redun's, and Redun's, upon instruction, will choose down. A fresh 2 minutes go up on the clock. And Young's climbs aboard, and we're wrestling in period two at Little Falls Community High. Boy, Redun's will get up and out for an escape, and it's 5-3. Youngs shoots inside, couldn't get the opposite leg. Now comes across, and he takes Austin down for two, got two near fall as well. That's a four-point move for Youngs to go up 9-3. Quick takedown and two near fall. Now he'll tilt Austin on a cheap tilt. Near fall points coming. Redunds. Bellies out to his base again. Three near fall go up on the board. 12-3 now for Quinn Youngs of Annandale Maple Lake. Right over in front of the Lightning bench. Cross face underneath here. Youngs working on the left hip of Redunds. Trying to turk him over here. 52 seconds left, period two. Pioneers leading the duel, 15-0. A Brandon Funk 7-0 win and falls for Sebastian Warzeka and Jake Andries. Piers will wrestle Little Falls about 10 to 15 minutes once this duel is completed. And then Annandale Maple Lake will finish off their night against Albany. Seconds left. Youngs bumping him forward. And we are going to go to a third period here between Redunds and Youngs. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the horn. 12-3 for Quinn Youngs of Annandale Maple Lake over Austin Redunds of Piers. Don't forget the Pioneer Pizzazz, Piers Pizzazz dance team in action tomorrow, 9 a.m. They're at a competition in Alexandria. See some of the, there's Leah Furman down here, member of the Pizzazz dance team, along with the Bozer girls and Hannah and Brianna, Hannah Andrea, Hannah Call. Watching the wrestling. Wizard here by Redunds, trying to fight through this. Austin, he might get something out of this. There's a really kind of a unique scramble, but Young's able to use his upper body and get the two. That was an interesting scramble there, and Youngs comes out on top. 14-3 now. And he'll cut him loose, and it's 14-4 to go on their feet. And Austin steps in, and Youngs steps off the mat, but no stoppage. They just walk back to the middle and keep going as the clock continues. Youngs goes after an ankle pick. He's got Austin draped over his shoulders now. And we get a stalemate, both guys on their sides. 1:01 to go. All we hope for is that the Pizzazz dancers get a fair shake from the judges tomorrow. That's all we ask for. And with early indications, I think that's a pretty good bet. Underway, Andries. I should say Redunds. I'm thinking Andries because Jim is sending me a text message that Becky is working the judging competition tomorrow in Alex. Keep my mind on the match. 34 seconds left. Redunds hanging with Ben Youngs here. Youngs fireman's dumps him over and gets two. 16-4. Redunds now belly to the mat. He's going to last out this full three periods though against third ranked Quinn Youngs. When it looked like in the first period, he was going to end his match early. Youngs had him in all kinds of trouble on his back, and it ended up Redunds with a reversal. And the final is 16-4. So Redunds loses the match, but he saves a couple of team points and makes it 15-4 in favor of the Pioneers over the Lightning.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new,
Whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Senior Lucas Pop, 8th grader Logan Arnold going at it at 132 now. Lightning on the board after a major win for Austin, for Quinn Youngs over Austin Redun, 16-4. Scrambling on the mat. Pop looks like he's got the better position. He's got the ankle. And he's spinning, coming around and hooks that leg. Gets two. 2-0 lead, Lucas Pop. Crossface in now. Pop, 45 seconds into the opening period. Bumps him forward. He's going to try and cradle this. Far side cradle being worked here by Lucas Pop. Logan Arnold of Annandale Maple Lake underneath. 55 seconds left. They're over near the Pioneer bench. Brett Kapsner sitting next to Clint Poster. Arnold driving forward. He's able to fight off. Now he's on his feet, and he's in on a single. He'll try and elevate Lucas, and they're going to go out of bounds, and Arnold gets a way to go attaboy from his coach. And they start on their feet. A 2-1 lead for Lucas Pop over Logan Arnold of Annandale Maple Lake. This is the 132 match. Brandon Ortman up next. I think he'll see Dom Braun, a senior. Final 15. Elbow tie up here for Lucas. Trying to just drag him down. He's got that right arm of Arnold extended all the way down to the mat almost. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and the horn. 2-1 lead for Lucas Pop. On his feet, neutral start here for Pop and Arnold. Lucas Pop engages with Arnold. Lucas pushing forward. Arnold pushing down on the head of Pop. Lucas underhooks on the left arm of Arnold, trying to drag him forward. Still got that wrist control. Minute 35 to go. Piers and Annandale Maple Lake. There's a stall called on Arnold of Annandale, and they push each other away now. 2-1 lead for Lucas Pop. Minute 20 to go in the second period. Now Lucas drives in. Good underhook. Grabs at it. Elbow pulls it in. Lucas trying to sneak in behind. He's almost there. Pop got to hook that leg across. Trying to get it. Arnold holding on to the leg of Lucas to prevent Lucas throwing that right leg over, and that would secure the takedown, but Lucas still with the better position right now. Still running that around, but now Arnold squares himself. Now Arnold able to fend off that attack. Good job by the eighth grader. It's a couple of different style of attacks that Pop has attempted that Arnold has fought off. A cradle last period. And there's a quick snap down, takedown by Pop, and there's the 2-4-1. That comes with 30 seconds left. And now the cradle try coming again for Lucas. Pop hasn't quite got it locked up yet, but that's what he's going for, a far side cradle here. 13 seconds. Not sure if he's going to have time to get that done. 7 seconds. And Lucas Pop. And time runs out before he can get any points out of that. Pop will go neutral on his feet. 4-1 lead with 2 minutes left to wrestle. And And they're underway in period number three here at Little Falls Community High School. Shot in by Lucas. He's got the left leg up. Logan Arnold, left leg in the air, trying to avoid getting tripped down here by Pop. Pop tries for the sweep trip there. Lifts that leg again. And there's the trip down to the mat. Gets two. 8-1 now with a minute 20 to go. Right near the edge of the mat. Crossface here by Lucas Pop. Minute 12 to go. And they're out of bounds. 8-1, Lucas Pop. I think he gave the two. They didn't put him up on the board yet. I thought he got the two there and near the edge. Pop cradling. Against Logan Arnold of Annandale Maple Lake. 1 minute to go. There's Teddy Daler down front row and center. Curtis Brisk down there. 45 seconds left. Lucas Pop. Now he's switching. This is a near side cradle now. This might turn into something for Lucas. 32 seconds left. Pop and Arnold. Lucas with 23 seconds. Arnold just sucking to the mat. Not going to give up anything here. Lucas Pop, 15 seconds left. And Arnold takes a look at the clock. 5 seconds. And it looks like it will be that score is a final. Lucas Pop picks up another Pioneer win.
2 pounds, winner by a 6-1 decision.
And it's 18-4 after the 6-1 win for Lucas.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
We got Brandon Ortman and Dominic Braun for Annandale Maple Lake. And Brandon secures a quick takedown. 2-0 lead over Braun. And now Braun will elude and get an escape. 2-1 score. Brandon Ortman, ranked number 3 at 138. Two more for Brandon takedown. Brandon's only loss to number 1 ranked Tanner Reitz of Frazee at the Brainerd Tournament in the championship. Reitz, ranked number 1 at 132. We might see that rematch 2 weeks from tonight in Piers when Frazee comes to Piers to face the Pioneers and Mille Lacs area. 4-1 lead, a minute gone by. That Reitz-Ortman match was a good one, too. Reitz got a reversal with 18 seconds left in the third period to win that one. I think it was 3-2. I think that was the score. Brandon just lost a grip, and Reitz able to sneak out a reversal to win 3-2. Brandon will cut Braun loose, go after a takedown here. That makes it a 4-2 score with 45 seconds left. And there is the takedown. Brandon trying to tilt him there. Couldn't quite lock that up. Braun fought that off. Now he throws in the legs. 30 seconds to go. It's a 6-2 lead. Ortman, he's got the Turk in. Referee will take a knee. Doesn't have a count started yet. He should now, though. That looks pretty close. There it comes. He's going to get the full 3 near fall. So that'll make it a 9-2 lead. 8 seconds remain. And that's the way the period... Nope, they go out of bounds. 5 seconds left. Portman has built an early 9-2 lead over Dominic Braun of Annandale Maple Lake. And 3 seconds left, and Ortman just rides this one out, tries one last Turk series, but not enough time. And after 2 minutes, it's 9-2, Brandon Ortman. Ortman starts in the down position, and we'll likely see Brandon quickly roll through this into a Granby. Here comes the headlock. Ortman throws the legs across the back. Still no reverse yet, but he's going to turn. There's the two. Now he will turn this into a press and get back points here. He'll try and crank this over. Not sure if he can pin out of this. Now he tightens it up. Bridging up is Dominic Braun. Boy, that happened in a hurry. 20 seconds in, and it's an 11-2 lead with back points coming for Ortman. Braun torquing his lower torso. Shoulders exposed now. Braun able to switch and reverse on Ortman. 14-4 now as Ortman goes back to that Granby attack. Couldn't quite lock up the leg, and Braun felt that one coming, fought it off. Minute 10 to go. It's 14-4. So Braun able to reverse out of that. 1 minute to go in the second. Braun working on the left hip side now of senior Brandon Ortman. Roll by Brandon into that Granby again. Headlock. So it's 16-4. Now Ortman has that arm security. He's going to tighten this up. Leaning back. Ortman ready to stick Braun here. Referee down looking and slaps the mat with 34 seconds. A second period fall for Ortman. And the Pioneers take a 24-4 lead.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Aaron Reese gets put out there for Annandale Maple Lake. And Reese with a quick takedown. Aaron Reese listed on the JV roster, so he's kind of an alternate in for the Lightning. Reese cuts him loose. 2-1, or 5-1. He got two near fall. I should say three near fall. Takedown, three near fall for his five. 45 seconds into the match. Pierce leading Annandale Maple Lake 24-4. And there's a headlock in, and Reese could tighten this one up in a hurry. Reese against Reese. Kapsner, chest to chest. And there's the fall. Reese Kapsner over Aaron Reese. First period fall, and the Pioneers' lead grows to 30-4 over the Lightning.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
Don't call Mitch right now. He's sitting right in front of me. So is Brenda. So the shop is closed on Main Street and Piers. It's Andrew Tomala and Adam Newman going at it. 30-4. Pioneers lead the Lightning, and Tomala elevates, and not two yet. There's the two. Tamala wrestling his first match of the season. He won by fall against Albany, and now wrestling again here. And again, Andrew, who was off to such a great start this fall season in football, was leading the team in tackles when he broke his leg at Melrose. Did not play again. One of the walking wounded that the Pioneers had to work their way through to get to U.S. Bank Stadium. 2-0 lead to Mala. 30-4 lead for the Pioneers. And Adam Newman, the opponent. Newman listed on their JV roster, an eighth grader. Not sure that the Lightning are going at full strength in this one. Tamala horses him forward. Tries to turn him. I don't know if he's got room. He's got to drag him back in, but he doesn't as Newman goes out. Two nothing lead. Exactly a minute. And Tamala throws that leg across, belly to the mat, goes Newman. Newman. Crossface in. Andrew, left arm, trying to crank this, run this power half around. Here it comes. Count is on. Tamala cinching it up. Steps across. Tamala. Oh, lost it. Still has that left arm of Newman. Newman gets to his belly. The three near fall go up. 5-0 now. So it's there for Andrew. Now the arm freed. He chops at the left elbow. Chops again. Bumps him forward. Takes that base away from the young eighth grader. Final 12 seconds left. Tamala. As Newman kind of scoots out of bounds. And Newman will come back and start in the down position with 6.5 seconds remain. Pierce 30, Annandale Maple Lake 4. And the period ends with that score intact. 5-0 lead for Pierce's Andrew Tamala. Tamala, a returning state entrant. He was in the rankings earlier when he wasn't wrestling. Now he is wrestling and is not in the rankings. But he'll have about a month. And people will tell you rankings don't mean anything to these guys. They mean more to the general public and guys like me that need stuff to talk about. Tamala got to his feet. Didn't get an escape, though, as Newman able to maintain control near out of bounds, coming back to the middle. Tamala starting down, tries to roll. That was blocked by Newman. Now Andrew trying to stand. Now he's on his feet, trying to peel the hands free, trying to be tripped down. Now he faces into him. Newman lifts the leg. And Tamala caught him on the way down with a headlock. Reversal. And now back points will come for Andrew Tamala. Tamala with a minute 20 to go. And now a reversal for Newman, who rolled through the headlock. Picks up two. Now Andrew switches on his feet. Back down to the mat they go. It's a 10-2 lead for Tamala with a minute 7 to go. We're in the second period. Boy, it's that situation where Newman had the leg of Tamala up in the air and then was going to elevate him and try and return him to the mat. And on the way back down to the mat, Andrew just reached out, threw a headlock on, and picked up the two reversal. Didn't see that a whole lot, but it was there for Andrew's taking, and he took it. Now Andrew gets up and away for an escape and go out of bounds. That'll make it an 11-2 lead for Tamala. They'll start in the neutral position. Fireman's try by Tamala. He works it for the takedown and out of bounds. Nice move there. 13-2, Tamala. his opening night of the season. Chops at the elbow on the restart. 40 seconds left. Tamal up again, working on the left hip. Rolls him forward. Newman able to get back to his belly, not get turned there. 23 seconds left in the period. Pioneers leading Annandale Maple Lake 30-4. Tamala bumping him forward. Newman to his knees. Scrambles out. They're still inside that middle circle. The Little Falls mat, the LF. Running the half around with 5 seconds. I don't know if he can score out of this. Doesn't have a whole lot of time. He got a one count. Didn't have enough time to pick up a near fall. And so Andrew Tamala will lead Adam Newman 13-2. And they're going to go on their feet here in a neutral start position. They engage Tamala, trying to drag down back of the neck of Newman. Tamala driving forward. Newman trying to provide resistance. Newman's heels on the outside edge, and they go out of bounds. Minute 36 still to go. Here's Fireman's again by Tamala. Didn't finish yet. He's still in deep, though, trying to drive forward and finish this move. Throws the arm back. There's the two. 15-2 now. Minute 15 to go as Tamala has Newman balled up underneath. Pioneers have a chance to work in front of the home crowd twice next week. They'll host a conference triangular Tuesday. BBE and Howard Lake are in town. Then Thursday, Kimball comes over. Tamala on a restart out front. Minute to go. Tamala needs to turn him if he can pick up two near fall. It's a tech fall. It's a 15-2 lead. He's got a half in. He'll try and run this around here. He's got a half in on the left side. Now he powers it forward. Still coming around. Tamala trying to secure that leg. He does. Chops at the elbow. Newman trying to fight this off. 35 seconds left. Tamala and Newman here at 152. Tamala still going after that half. Running it. 22 seconds left. Newman. Good flexibility. Referee is down. He's taking a look. There's a count, and it's going to be the necessary. And there's the tech fall. Two near fall. And it's a 17-2 tech fall win. And it's a 35-4 lead.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Jalen Jansen to face Walker Wiege of Annandale Maple Lake. Underway, 10 seconds in. Pioneers with a 35-4 lead on the Lightning. Jansen won by fall earlier tonight against his opponent from Albany. Little hand fighting inside. Now a snap down try by Jalen, trying for that front headlock. Can't get it. Both men come back up to their feet. Bear hug throw, and Jansen with a takedown and near fall on Wiege. He's going to get the three. That was at the 45-second mark. Now Jalen Jansen Leg across the back now of Wiege. And Wiege slips out the back door and pounces back to his feet for an escape. So they only gave two near fall out of that, so it's 4-1. 50 seconds left in the period. Little sucker drag try by Jansen. And they tumble out of bounds in front of the Lightning bench with 43 seconds left. Walker Wiege, a junior, and Jalen Jansen, a junior. Here's Wiege reaching for the left leg of Jalen. Jalen. And they step out of bounds. ...25 to go. Jansen and Wiege. Again, starts with hand fighting inside. And a forehead-to-forehead. Arm drag try by Jansen. Wiege spins away. Final 10 counting off. Can they engage? Jalen reaches for the back of the head, and the time will run out on the period. Jansen 4, Wiege 1. I think Wiege is a Maple Lake name, too. There's some Wiegies that play basketball down there on the girls' side for Maple Lake Irish. Jansen riding here. Wiege in the down position. They start cleanly. Jalen trying to bump him forward. Wiege extends the left arm. There's a roll try by Wiege, and he'll roll through and get out for an escape. 4-2. Wiege pretty explosive underneath. Jansen not able to secure him and keep him down to the mat. 4-2 lead now for Jalen Jansen. And they go after the hand control. A minute and a half to go in the second. Wiege felt that arm drag coming and dances away. Minute 20 left. Wiege shoots in on an attempted double. Switches to a single. Jalen trying to throw from his defensive position. He's on top of Wiege, but a neutral spot right now is now back points coming as Wiege is going to give up two, I think. I think Jalen's going to get two out of this. Right now, Jansen, there's the two. So it's an 8-2 lead now for Jalen Jansen. Wiege back to his base on his right knee, left leg extended straight out. Jalen thinking, maybe I can cradle out of this. He drives forward, and Wiege felt that coming again and able to get to his base and avoid any trouble. 33 seconds left. 8-2 lead for Jalen Jansen of Piers over Walker Wiege. Speaking of Walker, Walker was supposed to be there on January 20th, but Frazee's coming instead. That's a pretty good trade-off. Walker, Hackensack, Akeley, Nevis. Are the individuals in Walker this year? I think so. We go up to Walker for the 7A individuals. Yep. Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bina. Is it, Black Duck is the individuals. Walker will be the team. Okay. Last year it was Deer River and Black Duck. Period ends 8-3 in favor of Jansen. Jansen will start in the down position. There's the whistle. Quick sit try by Jalen. He's switching into him, and he'll get the reverse. 10-3 lead now for Jalen. Now he'll go to work on the offensive side. 10-3 for junior Jalen Jansen. Reaching underneath for that left wrist of Walker Wiege. Pioneers with a 35-4 lead. Jansen needs one more point here to turn him and turn this into a team bonus point. Lead is 7 right now. Minute 18 left in the third for Jansen and Wiege. Jalen works off to the right hip, pushing down on the back of the head of Wiege. Wiege now stands, faces in. He drives forward, and now he gets a reverse. And there is a 10-5 score now. Seconds to go. Jansen in the down. See if he can reverse out of this. Jansen, momentary stand-up. Return to the mat by Wiege. Jansen almost switched into that. Wiege brought him back down to the mat. 45 seconds to go. Don't have Carson Hulls in the lineup tonight. Now Jansen is switching, and he gets two back. So it's 12-5, 28 seconds left. Try and turk him here. Maybe turn him and get those two or three near fall. He's got 20 seconds. Piers and Annandale Maple Lake here with one more duel to come. That would be the Piers Little Falls match. 8 seconds left. Wiege tries to roll and switch. Jansen able to defend that. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and it's a half second left. So it's going to be a 12-5 win for Jalen to make it 38-4. And there's the horn, and the points go up on the board for the Pioneers.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment, with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypiers.org.
All right, we've got a Logan Lease-Nate Carlson match now. Pioneers have wrapped up the duel. It's 38-4 over Annandale Maple Lake, and this is another ranked wrestler, 10th ranked at 170 in AA for the Lightning. Nate Carlson, a senior. Pioneers 38, Lightning 4. Lease, his first look is for a headlock. That's his finishing move. He shot in on a double. Carlson sprawled back to defend that. Now Carlson working a front headlock. Minute 12 to go in the opening period. Carlson trying to spin off to the near side, turning it into a cradle here, it looks like. Now he's going to get on board for two. Takedown for Carlson. Just under a minute left. This is the 170 match. Pioneers and Lightning for the first of two times this year. February 2nd, Annandale Maple Lake will bring their team to the MAC and Piers for a quad. And Logan is going to give up some back points here. Carlson. Banana split. Four or three of them, 5-0. 10th ranked Nate Carlson. 10 seconds to go. Again, he's going after that same maneuver. Pulls that right leg and right ankle knee back of Logan. Logan able to twist back, and that'll end the period. 5-0. Carlson leading Lease. Again, there'll be about a 10-15 minute break between Piers Little Falls, Annandale Maple Lake, Albany. Lease will have choice to go on his feet here. Annandale Maple Lake out of Section 6 AA. Carlson Carlson secures the ankle with his leg to pick up the two, go up 7-0. Minute 40 to go. Annandale Maple Lake, they have lost three duels this year. They faced one of the top in the state in Anoka earlier before Christmas, and the Tornadoes put a 75-0 whipping on the Lightning. He's got a cradle on Logan here with a minute 15 to go, and Logan looking up into the ceiling here. Carlson with a good tight cradle here on Logan Lease, just leaning back. Referee will take a look. Logan rolls off to his left side, still going here, 58 seconds. It's going to be a 10-0 lead once the near fall points go up, and there they do, 50 seconds left. Now Lease to his knees, still going after that cradle is Carlson of Annandale Maple Lake, 37 seconds left. Legs thrown in, reaching across the body of Logan for the ankle, elevating, here comes the banana split, near fall points counted. Logan on his left shoulder now rolls back, but he's going to give up more. It's 13-0 once those points go up, which they do. 13 seconds left. And if he works that maneuver one more time here, he's only got 7 seconds. He could end this, but it looks like Logan will get to the third. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and he will. Walker, or Nate Carlson, goes into the third, leading Logan Lease 13-0. Annandale Maple Lake lost a close one, 37-36 to Minnewaska, and they lost to section opponent Litchfield, 41-25. Six double A. Starts with Foley, but Annandale Maple Lake will have something to say. Was it 2 years ago that Foley came from like 25 down to win their section championship? Legs thrown in here by Carlson, a minute and a half to go. Piers and Annandale Maple Lake, a couple of more matches to go, four after this, and then Piers Little Falls for the finale. Logan Lease. Now coming around, Logan switching. Logan almost had him into a reverse. Holding on to the right shoulder is Carlson. Now he reestablishes better position. Well, that almost turned into something there for Lease. He's going after that banana split again. And if he gets two out of this, we'll be over on a tech fall. All lower body there. He's got legs thrown in, pulling back on the right ankle. Right hip side of Logan, 40 seconds left. Carlson with the 13-0 lead. Logan reaching back behind the knee of Carlson. Now Carlson climbs up the back again. 24 seconds remain. Trying to secure those final near fall and work a tech fall here. Logan coming around off to his right hip. 5 seconds. Logan reaching back for a headlock. One last desperation try, but time will run out. And it's only a major. 13-0 win.
70 pounds. Winner by a major.
That makes it 38-8. Lease goes the distance with Nate Carlson.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Brett Kampsner against Reed Rassett. 182. Pioneers lead the Lightning 38-8. As you look ahead at this Annandale Maple Lake schedule, they got a date on January 17th with Foley. Underway here, opening seconds of this first period. Rassett and Kapsner. Kapsner received a forfeit against Albany. No points yet. 36 seconds have gone by. And out of bounds. Brett finished second up at the Paul Bunyan tournament before Christmas, middle of December. Pioneers finished third that weekend. Flyers finished fifth. We'll talk about some of the Piers-Little Falls matchups that went head-to-head when we get to that duel in about 40 minutes. Front headlock here by Kapsner near the bottom edge of the mat down in front of us. Minute 10 gone by, 50 seconds left in the first period. Rassett for Annandale Maple Lake, Kapsner for Piers. Right now, Brett. Underhook on the shoulder of Rassett, trying to horse him over. 33 seconds. Rassett reaching back. Here comes a throw here by Brett. Does he have room? No. Out of bounds. Out of bounds with 28 seconds remaining. Pioneers lead Annandale Maple Lake 38-8. Going for wrist control, Rassett. Now he comes up high on Kapsner. 13 seconds remain. Near the bottom edge of the circle again. Rassett took a little swipe at the leg of Brett. Ooh. Brett almost hyperextended Rassett's elbow. He took a chop. Elbow's not supposed to move that way. 2 minutes go up. 0-0 after a period. Start on their feet. Brett immediately goes underneath. Tries to throw, but Rassett dances away. Now they re-engage. Brett reaches for that right underhook. Rassett a little bit over the top on Brett right now. Now it's Rassett near the outer edge on the far edge of the mat. Now looks like Rassett has an underhook on. Minute 25 to go. Second period scoreless so far. Rassett trying to drop down, look for an opening there on Brett. Didn't find one. Comes back up higher. Looks like he might want to try and throw it. Now Brett will drop down trying for a quick single leg, but they run out of bounds. Minute 12 remain. Forget there's a meat raffle at Patrick's tonight supporting the basketball program, so we'll head over there and support the meat raffle and the basketball programs. Under a minute to go. No points have been scored here between Kapsner and Rassett. Rassett, a junior. Annandale Maple Lake got a fall at heavyweight to edge Little Falls, 37-36. Piers defeated Albany 57-12 in the first duels of the night. Again, out of bounds with 36 seconds remaining. Piers Pizzazz dance team in competition tomorrow morning starting at 9 in Alexandria. Underway, both men on their feet with 26 seconds left. Kapsner, hand behind the head of Rassett. 18 seconds to go. It's been a lot of on their feet wrestling, not a lot of mat time so far for these two guys. Not many openings for either one. Now Rassett trying to drive Brett down with a underhook. 2 seconds, 1 second, and scoreless 4 minutes so far for Kapsner and Rassett. M- Mark Jensen leans forward and vocalizes his instructions out to Brett. Brett in the down position, riding left hip side is Rassett. Brett trying to tripod up, 15 seconds into the third. See if Brett can escape or reverse here and score first. Right now, Rassett has him down on the mat. Now Brett momentarily up to a knee. Bump forward again, a minute 25 to go. Brett on his left hip now, leaning back. Now Brett's facing in. Brett's in on a single. Brett will drive forward. Brett throws the leg in. Brett should get two, and he does. A reversal with a minute 12, and it's 2-0 for Brett Kapsner. So now Kapsner with 1 minute remaining in the match. Chops at the elbow at the same time, bumps him forward, and that takes all the balance away from Rassett. He goes right to his belly. 50 seconds left. Brett jumps across from the left hip to the right hip side. Legs still in on the left side. Trying to look for a wing. Trying to horse him over. Brett might have something working here. Referee says neutral yet. Brett climbs up a little higher on the hip. Better leverage here. Pushes that left arm down. Brett climbing up the upper body here. Referee down to take a closer look. We might get a count out of this. Brett takes a quick peek at the clock. He's got 17 seconds. There's the clock. The count started. He's going to get near fall out of this. He got the full three. So if he doesn't pin him in the last five, referee down to look. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the horn. A 5-0 win for Brett Kapsner, and he nearly pinned him, but he gets the win. Pioneers 41, Lightning 8.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Pierce Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Matt Cummett out there for his second match. He had a first period fall his first time out in his first match of the season. He'll face Annandale Maple Lakes Mitch Bergstrom, a junior, Matt a senior. Just underway. 41-8, Pioneers. Piers will wrestle Little Falls about, well, it's looking like it'll be around 8:15 now. Maybe a little bit after that. Still got a couple of matches to go. Cummett and Bergstrom. Not a whole lot of action yet. Couple of exploratory moves by Matt. He's been a little bit of the aggressor. Both guys readjust headgear. Matt now engages behind the head. Tried a little shuck move. Didn't get it. Bergstrom able to step away. Again, Matt now dropped down, dove in. Now he's in on a single. Switches to a double, drives. Two. Takedown for Cummett. Good attack. He's got the quickness advantage. And he's got a 2-0 lead on Bergstrom. Bergstrom on his left hip, right in the middle of the mat. Matt's got the leg elevated now. Matt will try and crank this over. It's close to near fall here, and here comes the count for Matt Cummett. 40 seconds left. Cummett is going to pick up three near fall here with 33 seconds remaining in the opening period. He'll try and crank this over again. Still the three near fall waiting to be awarded. As soon as Bergstrom gets back to his base and he switched hold, they should put the three near fall up pretty soon here. There they are. 14 seconds. Makes it 5-0 now for Matt Cummett. 7 seconds, and that'll be the score at the end of one. Cummett and Bergstrom, 5-0 for Matt Cummett. Piers with a 41-8 lead over Annandale Maple Lake as Bergstrom tries to get some blood flow back into that left shoulder. Now Matt will start in the down position. Bergstrom climbs on board. Matt rolls into a possible Granby try, trying to roll through this. Still rolling through. Bergstrom trying to catch him coming around. That got a little dicey. Matt able to square himself back to his belly, though. And now Bergstrom on the left hip side, pressing down on the back of the head of Matt Kuman, who gets to a knee. Now to both feet, and sagged back down to the mat by the weight of Bergstrom. A minute and a half to go. 5-0 lead for Matt Kummet. It looks like Carson Hulls is getting ready to go at 220 for the Pioneers. There's a reversal for Matt. 7-0. So now Kummet, with 105 to go, has a 7-0 lead. Now Matt, digging for a cradle, not there. Bumping him forward, 50 seconds to go. Kummet and Bergstrom. Bergstrom to his knees. Not able to do much underneath against Matt Kummet. Matt continues to bump him forward, now jumps left hip. Left wrist pulled back. Stall underneath on Bergstrom. 25 seconds left. Cross face in and a stall on Kummet. So in a span of 5 seconds, both guys told by the referee that we need more action. 23 seconds left. 7-0 lead for Matt. Either guy gets called for stalling again, it's a point. 15 seconds left in the second period. Matt Kummet and Mitch Bergstrom. And it's going to be the end of the period coming up here in 3 seconds, and Matt's going to have the 7-0 lead. 7-0 going to the final period. Bergstrom has choice. Up, he says, on the feet. So Matt will try and get a takedown here and get into bonus team point category with a major looming. Bergstrom shoots in on a single. Good attack there by Bergstrom. Matt, though, sneaking around. Matt controlling the ankle. This has got stalemate written on it. Both guy with a leg. Bergstrom underneath, coming across his back. 30 seconds gone by. Coming with a 7-0 lead on Mitch Bergstrom of Annandale Maple Lake. Matt's improving his position a little bit. Even better now. Now he is... might get the takedown, and there it is. Matt continued to work and eventually got the two, and he's up 9-0 now with 1:05 left. And now Bergstrom underneath being ridden by Kummet. Matt, in the span of a week earlier this winter, had hernia surgery and his wisdom teeth removed. Bergstrom trying to free that right arm underneath him as Matt reaches up underneath for the crossface. Legs are in now. Matt looks at the clock. It shows 37 seconds. 9-0 lead. There's a stall on Bergstrom. That's a Kummet point to make it 10-0. Second stall against the Lightning's Mitch Bergstrom. Not much time left. There's a wing in on the right arm by Kummet. 18 to go. He's got a half in. I don't know if he's got enough time to turn this into anything here. Only 5 seconds. And Matt Kummet will win 10-0 over Mitch Bergstrom. And the Pioneers' lead grows to 45-8 over the Lightning.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your groin is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
So Carson Hulls gets his first varsity match of the night. He steps into the 220 match against the Lightning's Joe Driscoll. Pioneers leading 45-8 with one more match to come. Looks like Troy Fisher is strapping it up for the heavyweight match. Out of bounds, Hulls and Driscoll. Carson, what would you be called, a light 220 pounder? Driscoll stepping into Carson. Carson tries to drag him by, and Driscoll steps away. These two guys probably clashed heads a few times on the Pioneer football field earlier this fall. 9 or 10 times probably, the way I remember calling Driscoll's name so often. Linebacker for the Irish. Minute 15 left. Piers 45, Maple Lake 8. There's Hulls on a quick attack. Shrugged away by Driscoll, though. Not a whole lot of action. One, the very slightest of flurries there by Carson, but not even really that close to anything happening. 50 seconds left. Back to the middle they return. Piers takes on Little Falls. Annandale Maple Lake will square off with Albany. Around 8:20 or so. We'll have that match for you. Little Falls did not wrestle Albany. So both Albany and Little Falls will go in fresh to their duels in their next round. And out of bounds with 19 seconds. Scoreless between Hulls and Driscoll. They're rolling up the JV mats, so that portion of the event is concluded. Final 7 seconds. There's a Driscoll shot. Bear hug type throw and out of bounds. First real aggressive move by Joe Driscoll comes with under 10, but no points as they go out of bounds. So 0-0 after one for Hulls and Driscoll. And deferral by Carson. Driscoll looks to his bench, says, let's go on our feet here with Carson Hulls and Joe Driscoll. Driscoll looks for an underhook. Carson pushes him away. Now Carson trying to use his quickness advantage. Blocked there and underhooked by Joe Driscoll. Try and throw from his feet. Hull's able to separate. Minute 35 to go in a scoreless second period so far. Pioneers and the Lightning of Annandale, Maple Lake. And fighting for hand control. Now reaching up for a head. Both men pushing each other away. 1:10 left. Driscoll reaches for the head of Hulls. Hulls counters again. Pushing away. 1 minute to go. Readjusted the headgear. One, oh, you get a feeling one quick flurry might be the deciding factor here. Down to 45 seconds left in the second period. Driscoll and Hulls. Circling cautiously. Underhook here as Driscoll engages, tries to yank him down. They go out of bounds outside the circle. 26 seconds left. No points yet here. Driscoll and Hall's wrestling at 220. Carson, a sophomore. Driscoll, a senior. Here's Hall's in on a single, trying to elevate and drive forward. Driscoll trying to fight this off. Hull's, and he's got two with 10 seconds left. Hull's scores first late in the second period. He just went in, and Driscoll couldn't fight him off. And there it is, 2-0 after two for Carson Hull's. I would say he's probably given up 35 pounds. Carson will go on his feet with Driscoll. So a 2-0 lead with 2 minutes left. Third period begins. Neither guy has a stall warning yet. Troy Fisher likely will go against Cole Patch. It was Driscoll that got the pin against Little Falls, wasn't it, in the heavyweight match that won that one. So he's wrestling 220 here. So it looks like we won't see Austin Dickman here in this duel. Troy Fisher prepping for the 285 match. 2-0 lead. Minute 20 to go, third period, with Hull's leading Driscoll. At what point do you start to gamble if you're Driscoll? Gave up a takedown with 10 seconds left in the second period for the only points of the match so far. And a whistle and a stoppage, and we get a stall on Hull's call. So there's the first stall warning. The referee says, let's generate a little more activity, guys. Clock restarts, 55 seconds. Arm drag try by Driscoll coming. Hull's frees the arm. 45 seconds left. Carson up 2-0. Pushing him away, and they step out again. Clock milking down to 35 seconds left. Hull's and Driscoll. Driscoll's coming to the point of the match where he's going to have to take one throw attempt. This is either going to be a tie match here or a 4-0 lead, I think, for Hull, a 4-0 win for Hull's. 19 to go. Driscoll now. They step away. There comes the Driscoll charge and out of bounds. He's got 9 seconds, and there's the stall call. They get Carson for a stall, so it's 2-1. Now Driscoll, if he gets a takedown, he can win it. Carson now has to keep active and not get called again. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Hull's will hold on for the 2-1 win. Good effort, Carson Hull's. And 48-8 with one match to go.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, we got Troy Fisher, Cole Patch out there. As Fisher engages in a throw attempt from upper body, both guys, Fisher with the win on the throw. He's got him to his back. Troy, come on, and there's the fall for Fisher. That took 22 seconds. Troy Fisher wins his first varsity match. And it finishes off the duel, 54-8. We'll wrap it up and get ready for the Flyers and Pioneers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-25.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Pioneers defeat Annandale Maple Lake 54-8, and they'll move on and face Little Falls now in the finale. Here's the quick recap. Brandon Funk started things 7-0 over Zach Schmidt. Sebastian Warzeka followed with a first period fall. Jake Andres answered with a fall in the third to make it 15-0. Then Quinn Youngs with a 16-4 win over Austin Reduns to put the Lightning on the board at 15-4. Lucas Pop, a 6-1 win. Brandon Ortman with a fall. Reese Kapsner with a fall. Andrew Tamala with a tech fall. It was 35-4. Jalen Jansen won 12-5. Nate Carlson defeated Logan Leith 13-0 to make it 38-8. Pioneers then one out with Brett Kapsner winning 5-0, Matt Cummett winning 10-0, Carson Halls 2-1, and Troy Fisher with a fall in the first period, early in the first period, and it makes the final 54-8. Pioneers defeat Annandale Maple Lake. It'll be Little Falls and Piers about 8:20. Come back with us then, won't you, for more wrestling for the Flyers and Pioneers on You Are There Sports.